This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Take a look at stocks and markets, but the story, Sean, is about football and dating.
What?
Social platform Tinder has signed a multi-million pound partnership with Manchester City. What's the story here?
It's really interesting because Tinder is like a matchmaking, dating app, right? But it's probably the only match Man City could score this week.
I think he waited for that one.
Yeah. And at first, I heard Tinder signing up with an EPL club. I was actually surprised considering this is their first venture into sports. But I'm purely speculating here because I can't ignore Tinder's roots in the US and the fact that Man City owner Sheikh Mansour is diversifying his brand presence there. And remember that City's sister club, New York City FC, is in Major League Soccer, and they've been planning a lot of tie-ups with Silicon Valley companies.
Right.
So this makes a lot more sense, and the actual value of this deal is undisclosed, but I think it's a lot lesser than what Puma actually paid to sponsor Man City's kid next year, which is in the region of £50 million per year.
Wow. I also read that a giant air balloon carrying City and Tinder branding flew across Manchester yesterday to announce the deal, and they have more plans lined up ahead of this weekend's Manchester derby.
This is really ironic because Tinder's initial number one choice for this partnership were Manchester United.
So the story keeps getting weirder, man.
Yeah. So Tinder considers itself as a huge global brand now. So they actually wanted to match that by partnering with a big club, right? So that didn't go well. They were negotiating and then talks broke down, and Tinder decided to go out with rival City instead. Funny how all this is happening this week, because if City beat Manchester United this weekend, right. They will win the Premier League title, and Tinder will definitely enjoy all the bragging rights now.
Yeah.
So the deal is probably, there is some added value to the deal this week. So maybe they waited for that. So I think Tinder is also switching its colors across social media platforms to light blue ahead of the match this weekend.
This is a lot of branding across, based on how sports performances match up. It's a really interesting area in terms of where they're going.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're trying to rub it in.
Okay. So now that
Sean... rub one out.
Now that Sean has gotten all of his football plans out of the way, let's move on to stocks. Dialogue Group shares saw a lot of investor interest today. What's going on?
Yeah, this follows news that the group is partnering with the Johor government to develop the third phase of the Pengerang deep water terminal in Johor. The indicative initial cost of investment of this deal will be 2.5 million ringgit.
Right.
Dialogue Group closed up 0.3% at 3 ringgit.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for that wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.